Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Purple Cow Fusion Academy ATX. We are so glad that you're here. This is a special winter break broadcast where students, faculty, and staff all share their plans for their extended winter break. We also will have student news and information about what y'all can expect during the months of January and February, as well as a very special Fusion address from the brand new desk of our head of school, Cody Pileski. This is a magical time of year where wishes of sleep, good food, time with friends and family, and adventures abound. Now, let's get on with our show. Some of us are looking forward to traveling over the break.
Hey, this is Jen, best math and science teacher at Fusion. I am so looking forward to driving 8.5 hours to Louisiana with my boyfriend and 3 dogs in tow. It's gonna be a fun ride.
Hi, this is Sydney, and I'm looking forward to going to Los Angeles for Christmas break.
Bonjour, this is Sarah. I'm an English teacher and the French teacher here at Fusion, and over break, I'm going to Kansas City to visit my parents, and I'm taking Norman, who's my greyhound, and my son. And it's gonna be a long drive, but thankfully he loves the car, so it'll be a good time. All right, bonnes vacances, au revoir.
Hi, my name is Marin. I'm a homework cafe teacher here at Fusion. I also teach acting and English. And over winter break, I'm gonna be going to Colorado to visit my brother. And we're going snowboarding for a couple of days in Beaver Creek. And then I'm gonna hang out with some family in a few different places in Texas. So I got a lot of driving, flying ahead of me, all that good stuff. I hope everyone has a great holiday break.
Hi, this is Noelle at Fusion Austin. Over the break, I'm looking forward to going to Disney and Universal Studios in Florida and just eating a lot and hanging out with my family.
Hello, this is Ava, Director of Awesomeness, and over winter break, I'm excited to visit Dollywood and to visit Georgia with my parents.
Here is some important information for the upcoming months. School resumes on January 2nd. Please check the student and parent portals for student schedules. On January 6th, we will begin re-enrollment. Please keep an eye out for more information coming in the beginning of January. There will be no classes on Friday, January 13th, as we have professional development and training that date. There's also no school that following Monday, January 16th, as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. February is when billing for spring semester starts. If you're interested in adding spring classes for your child, please contact us. Classes on February 10th are also rescheduled, as teachers and staff will be conferencing for the spring IROCs. Now let's hear from those who are excited to spend time with friends and family.
Hi, I'm Vivian. I'm a student at Fusion. I've been here for like 5 years. Over break, I'm going to stay at my house. My family's going to come over. We're gonna do a lot of like our favorite like traditions here, like go to the Trail of Lights and make gingerbread houses and like decorate the house and all that stuff. I'll probably go out with some friends and like, you know, do other Christmas things. But yeah, those are my plans.
Hi, this is Anne, and I am the Director of Student Development here in Austin. Over this break, I am excited to celebrate my 28th wedding anniversary. My husband and I are going out to dinner, and then we're going to see a play in Georgetown. Over the holidays, my mother-in-law will come visit, and my husband's family will spend Christmas with us. This is a segment we like to call Student News, because it's news for students. As part of our student news segment, we're checking in with the director of Homework Cafe, Kelsey Johnson, to hear about building some amazing connections through our tradition of the Team Gingerbread House Challenge. Kelsey, take it away.
everyone. This is Kelsey. Our Gingerbread House Showdown is going to be this coming Thursday, December 15th, during lunch, and it is one of my favorite events that we have ever done on campus. Bonus points because it's extra funny, but it also helps build teamwork between the kids, and they have a good time too, because what's better than something that not only can you make, but you can also eat, right? So the kids are divided into houses at the beginning of the year. For this event, they will separate into their houses, their teams, however you'd like to think of it. And we set a timer, give them a blindfold, and instruct them that only one person at a time can decorate the house. It must be the person with the blindfold. The other members can help only verbally. They can also technically hand the person decorating things, but they cannot touch the house or they're disqualified. And we watch the hilarity ensue, because they will do their best to guide their teammates into where to put their hands, what colors to use. But of course, you're blindfolded. It's not easy to do, but it's a lot of fun. It's a time for the kids to be silly and just enjoy making things together that they know aren't gonna turn out great, but that's okay. That's what we enjoy about it. It's the getting there that's the fun part. So again, we're doing that next Thursday, December 15th. It'll be a lot of fun, and make sure to check out our Facebook and our Instagram to see some photos from that. Thanks, everyone.
This season is also going to be filled with music for many of us.
Hi, I'm Ricardo Marcial here. I'm the music teacher. I'm the Spanish teacher here in Fusion, Austin, Texas. En este break, voy a compartir con mi familia. My family is coming from Puerto Rico to visit me, and I'm very happy for that. So we're going to share. We're going to go to some places. We are going to a concert. I want to make a lot of music too. So yeah.
My name is William. I've been a student here for quite a long time. Over the break, I will be going to the great city of New York, the Big Apple, and I will be seeing Phish, my favorite band, at Madison Square Garden for 4 nights. It should be great. I'm going there with my friend David and my friend Simone. So overall, I should have a great time.
Hello, I'm Bren. I'm a student here at Fusion Academy in Austin. Over break, I'm gonna prepare for my show in January. It's a bunch of songs from the Rolling Stones, and hopefully just get them down by January and hang out with a bunch of my friends and family and eat a lot of food and sleep a lot.
We also have some very industrious people who have big plans, too.
Cody, 11th grade, and over the break, I'm going to be making heckin' money.
Twelfth grader here at Fusion Academy, and I'm looking forward to skiing over break.
My thoughts about break is working on buying a PC, parts to build a PC, which is quite expensive and requires me to do a lot of work. But there's babysitting for that, which is probably one of the most boring and fun jobs at the same time. But besides that, just kind of being with family.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm looking forward to not knowing what I'm doing over the break.
This is Aria from Fusion Academy, and I'm so excited to unwrap the abundance of presents I have.
Nothing is better than spending time over the break relaxing and reflecting.
Hi, this is Liz, the Director of First Impressions here at Fusion Austin, and I am looking forward to eating lots of food, relaxing, and hopefully reading some good books.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm a student here at Fusion, and I'm excited to do nothing over the break.
Hi, Holly here, calling in from Fusion Academy and the Art Studio. I am so excited about this winter break because I'm going to sleep a lot, as well as get to take a short trip with my daughter. It's going to be a wonderful break, though I will miss my colleagues.
For the holiday break, I am so much looking forward to some time off to recoup and regroup. Additionally, I am so excited to celebrate my niece's graduation from college. As a first-generation graduate in her family, this is a huge deal for her and my sister.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm looking forward to doing nothing and finally sleeping over break.
Hi, this is Jordan Sineng. I am the assistant director or academic dean for Fusion Academy. Christmas break is usually a time of renewal, not just because January is around the corner and we all make pledges to ourselves as New Year's resolutions, but because this is one of the longest breaks that we have in this profession, so it really allows for us to not only catch up on sleep, but then also to get ahead for the months that await us when we return. So I think for me, what I'll be doing over this break, once all the Christmas decorations are done and their presents are wrapped and under the tree, I'm just going to be resting and enjoying time with my family.
As you listen to this part of our program, please imagine Cody sitting before a warm fire, holding a cup of steaming hot cocoa, and recounting the tale of this 2022-23 school year, past, present, and future.
Hello, everyone. This time of year brings many commitments and extra planning. You taking the time to sit with me and enjoy some hot chocolate is appreciated, especially when that time is limited. If you have not already, pour yourself a cup. First, thank you all for your communication thus far this year. We heard you and are planning many positive changes on campus for the new year. One such change, which has already begun, is the no electronics for the first 30 minutes of each Homework Cafe hour. Where we know it is not the most popular, we are seeing the effectiveness, with homework being turned in on time and with quality. Another is returning to the old sign-out system for the students. The new proved to be too cumbersome, so why keep using a system that wasn't working? We recently re-implemented the old way, and that is working well again. Chocolate is good. Got some whipped cream on my nose. The attendance thus far at student events has been the best in 8 years. On average, we are seeing 20 to 30 students at each off-campus event, and almost 100% attendance when on campus. This is great, and I love seeing all the participation. Keep it up in the new year. If there is something new you would like to see, let us know. We are open to new opportunities. A big shout out to Mindy, who has helped Liz and I restart our form of a PTA, the Fusion Parent Ambassador Group. During student fun nights, the parents can get together and spend that time together. We have had one happy hour so far, and another is scheduled for January. I cannot wait to spend time off campus with all who can attend. There are several events on the horizon that we want all to be sure they are aware of. Re-enrollment for the 2023-24 school year is already here. After the winter break, you will receive the invitation to return for the next school year. Remember, it is first come, first serve for scheduling your planning meeting based off the order in which registration forms and fees are returned to us. The invitations will go out to existing families on January 6th 2023. On January 15th, we will open enrollment to new families for the fall. I highly recommend returning your form as soon as you receive the form on January 6th. Our second annual Arts, Beats, and Eats will be the first week of March. More info will be sent out in January. This is a great evening to see and hear the great works of our students. They work hard all year and I'm proud of what they create and produce. Prom, which is for all high school students, will also take place in March. Permission slips will be available in early February. Last, definitely not least, graduation. Graduation is well underway in planning terms and will be on Thursday, May 11th, 2023. A save the date has already been sent to all senior parents. More details will come out as they are finalized. What I can share with you is the start time is 4 p.m. and the location is the downtown Austin Public Library. Just a couple more items and I will let you enjoy your own fire in your fireplace and get back to your holiday needs. We have created a brand new state-of-the-art graphic and technical design classroom. So many great classes take place in this room, from graphic design to 3D printing to virtual reality. We are also working on expanding and building out our world language program on campus. To wrap things up, our new course catalog is now available online via our website. You will see some great new classes and programming to take advantage of over our summer session. Hard to believe we are already talking about summer school options. With that, I wish all a wonderful holiday season and a great 2023.
Here are some quick reminders before you go. School resumes on January 2nd. Please check your schedules on the parent and student portals before January 2nd. Re-enrollment for next year begins on January 6th. There are no classes on January 13th and on February 10th. Enrollment for summer classes has already begun. Please contact us for details. Thank you again for tuning in. Or as our mascot would say,